You already know that you need an Instagram account for your fashion brand. But with algorithms always changing, the growth, reach, and engagement can feel pretty slow and maybe disappointing. In this episode, I'm sharing three key strategies to grow your following as a fashion startup on Instagram. Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started. Okay, so your Instagram account is up and running for your brand. You've already made an account, you have your profile set up, and you are getting started. You know a few things. You know you need great photography, you know you need to post to your grid and stories consistently, and you know you need a bio section that engages your ideal target customer and gives them a call to action. Oh, you didn't know that? Okay, let's quickly review. First, great photography. Whereas high-quality photography has become less important across Instagram as a whole, hashtag authenticity, it's still pretty important for a fashion brand. Fashion is so much about aesthetics, image, and feeling that you really can't get away with posting a dark, grainy photo to your Instagram grid. It's just not going to cut it. General rule of thumb, keep your grid polished and consistent and save the grittier, more raw photos for Instagram stories where they'll disappear after 24 hours. You can think of it this way. Your Instagram grid is your magazine and your Instagram stories is your journal. Okay, the second thing I mentioned is consistency. If you're really serious about growing your Instagram following and not just using Instagram as a place to showcase, then you have to be consistent about your posting schedule. Otherwise, the algorithm will kill you. Instagram is specifically designed to reward the accounts that post frequently and predictably, and to penalize the accounts that post inconsistently and infrequently. They do this through post reach. So the more regularly you post, the more your content will be seen by your followers. The opposite is true as well. If you're not posting regularly, that your reach will drop and your content will be seen by a minuscule fraction of your audience. I know, cue anxiety attack. I'm not telling you this so that you're pushed to be, you know, further addicted to your phone and the platform as we all are, but more so that you know how important it is to have a posting schedule and a plan in place, which we'll talk more about in a minute. The third thing, and we actually haven't even gotten into the three strategies I was going to teach about on this episode. So those are coming. But I just want to mention your bio section. So when you go to your profile, this is the little area under your profile picture and your follower count where you can add text and one link. Okay? Use that text area to give a very clear and compelling one sentence description of your brand. And then make sure you include a CTA or a call to action directing people to the link below it. If you haven't launched yet, then you'll want to direct people to your landing page where they can sign up to your email list. If you're currently selling, then this link will go to your online store to shop. Okay, so with all of that said, let's get into the three main strategies that I want to tell you about today. Okay, let's say you have a few hundred followers already and you're currently selling, but you're having a hard time figuring out how to actually grow your following. Strategy number one is to create a content calendar. Okay, you may have heard this one before and I've already kind of hinted at it, but it truly can't be emphasized enough. You need to create a content calendar. Why? Because as I've already said, Instagram growth is all about consistency. And what's the number one way to make sure you're consistent in posting? Creating a plan in advance and scheduling your content. Your content calendar does not need to be a complicated spreadsheet with 17 different tabs. Simply come up with 5 content pillars to start. 5 content pillars. Write them down and then break up those 5 content pillars into smaller topics. So one content pillar could be your ideal customer. Okay. One topic under that pillar could be the rave reviews you get through your e-commerce store, in your Instagram DMs, or in Facebook comments. Turn those short testimonial quotes into graphics that can be posted in your Instagram feed. Another topic under that same pillar could be photos of your customers wearing your products. When it comes to your Instagram posts on your grid, again, it's all about quality over quantity. So you don't need to post to your feed every single day. Make a plan to post on Mondays and Fridays or Wednesdays and Sundays and put it into your content calendar with your 5 pillars. Once you have the content and are ready to write the captions, you can simply use Planoly or Later. Both are scheduling apps for Instagram to schedule your posts. You'll want to find out when your followers are most active and engaged so that you can schedule your posts around those times. For Instagram stories, you can keep those same 5 pillars from your content calendar, use the subtopics, but again, you don't have to worry as much about quality. Just make a point to try to post to stories every day or as consistently as you can. The point here is to create a plan and stick to it. Okay, strategy number 2 is to create shareable content. One of the most likely reasons that your Instagram account isn't growing is because you're not creating shareable content. Instagram in itself is not really a discovery platform anymore. It's really hard to be exposed to new followers organically. That means that new followers will most likely find you through other people who also follow you. You can elevate this discovery mechanism by creating shareable content. There are 2 types of shareable content that are more likely to be reposted by other accounts, and those are quotes and infographics. Quotes and infographics. These are easily digestible pieces of content that your ideal target customer would connect with and repost or share. Another great way to create shareable content is through cross-promotion, partnerships, and giveaways with like-minded brands and/or influencers that aren't direct competitors. You can create content that you encourage other people to share or repost and get discovered by new followers. And this last strategy is my favorite one. It's strategy number 3, and it's audience-generated content. What does that mean? It means that your customers create content for you. They post photos or videos wearing or using your products and tag you so you can repost or reshare. A really good example of this is one of my Factory 45 entrepreneurs, Hannah from Sotella. She uses a hashtag that is hashtag Sotella Everyday Woman, and she encourages her customers to tag that hashtag and her company, Sotella, in photos of them wearing Sotella garments. This has helped to generate dozens of, if not hundreds, of beautiful images that she can then repost to her own Instagram account or the Sotella Instagram account. Okay, here's the thing. Your audience will likely make more compelling content than you can. Professional photo shoots are important, but they're not necessarily what potential customers want to see on Instagram anymore. Again, people are just craving authenticity and realness online. They want to see a range of body types. They don't want to just see models in every photo. They want to see real people like them using or wearing your product. You can take this strategy up a notch once you're continuously selling by offering incentives to customers to share pictures of your products through contests or giveaways with the chance to win a gift card or something else, some other incentive. Challenges are another great way to give your customers something to do, to post the photo and use a special hashtag you give them so you can then go back and find it and repost it. When it comes to audience-generated content, the options are virtually endless. Okay, so those are three strategies: content calendar, shareable content, and audience-generated content that you can tweak and apply to your own stage of business, even if you haven't launched your brand yet. The goal here is to really ask yourself, what does my customer want to see, hear, watch, or connect with on Instagram? What provides value, inspiration, or entertainment to them that my brand can provide? It's all about your customer, right? This takes experimentation and persistence. You have to look at the data. What types of posts, stories, videos, etc. are getting the most engagement? How can you double down and do more of what's working, but also scrap what isn't working? Remember that this will be an always evolving work in progress, okay? Always a work in progress. So enjoy the journey while you're in it. Appreciate every new follower that comes your way. And most of all, keep going. Are you working behind the scenes to start a sustainable fashion brand? Maybe you're working a full-time job and pursuing your brand as a side hustle. That's our favorite type of entrepreneur to work with. If you're interested in learning more about not only starting, but actually launching your fashion brand with Factory 45, you can book a call to learn more about working with us. The link is in the description of this episode, or you can go right now to factory45.co/apply. We'd love to chat and hear more about your business goals. See you on the next episode.